Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for staying with us. If you've been listening already, thank you for that. If you just tuned in, we're glad to have you here. Welcome aboard. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'll tell you a little bit more about it later on. I want to get Rob Fairley in here, ladies and gentlemen. Rob's a new friend. He's a professor of economics at the University of California at Santa Cruz, which is hard by to the Silicon Valley, and up in the northern part of the state. And he is also a researcher for the Kauffman Foundation, an organization that I've been talking to you about. You've heard me use their name for as long as I've been on the air, way back in 99, about a year or so after I was on the air. I found the what was called and what's still called the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor that you many of you heard me talk about back in those days. The Kauffman Foundation was involved in that one. Now they're doing their own index of entrepreneurial activity, and that's what Rob's here to talk to us about. Rob, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. And Rob, I really appreciate the work that you guys are doing. Of course, the Kauffman Foundation does a great job of helping entrepreneurs and promoting entrepreneurship not only across the country but around the world. We've had a number of your fellow Kauffman folks on the show over the years, but you brought to us now the 2005 index of entrepreneurial activity in the United States, right?
Yeah.
Now, what did you learn? What's the biggest thing that you learned that was most important?
The biggest thing that we learned this year relative to last year?
05 versus 04, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
One of the biggest things that we learned is that, you know, the index for all, you know, for the total actually dropped by, 0.01 percentage point. So that, you know, that was kind of interesting because it's really been relatively steady over the last, say, 10 years.
So there actually was a little bit of a drop in entrepreneurial activity from 04 to 05.
Yes, a slight drop. So I wouldn't say that that was extremely surprising because the drop is so small.
Right.
What we found is that for men, the drop has been bigger, and it's been a 2 or 3 year pattern.
Hmm.
Whereas for women, it's been relatively stable. So for some reason, for men, the entrepreneurship rate is dropping. So fewer men are starting businesses right now.
And do you think the men accounted for the overall drop?
Yes, they
mm-hmm.
definitely did. Yeah.
Very interesting. So any idea why that is?
No, we have no idea. This is pretty much a new, you know, the data have only been out. We've only produced the data for the last couple of years. So it's hard to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one interesting finding. And then another that was really interesting is that we found that immigrants have much higher rates of entrepreneurship than do native-born, Americans, basically.
Mm-hmm. Can I throw out an idea as to why things might have dropped in 05?
Sure.
One of the things I've been watching now, Rob, for a long time, I go all the way back to, I go back over 30 years now watching and studying as much as to the degree that an amateur would study. You're a professional. I'm an amateur observer, but I go back to 1975 when I believe things really started shifting. When that's when a lot of the downsizing started happening, a lot of the right sizing and all that kind of started began happening in around 75. And I believe that happened all the way through about 2003 or 4, and a lot of people who started businesses, and I'm one of them, Rob, started their business because they were laid off, they were downsized, right sized, it happened to me twice in 18 months. And I said, you know what, I can do this on my own. And I started my own business. I guess my point is I believe in 2005 that there wasn't as much of that going on. And I wonder if that could have contributed to it. What do you think?
That's possible. Certainly what we see, you know, I've done some research on another, using other data sets where we've looked at individuals who lose their jobs, either through job loss, job displacement, you know, where the firm basically goes under or they're laid off of a position.
Right.
And those individuals have much higher rates of starting businesses or becoming
Absolutely.
Employed business owners.
Well, there are a lot of people who say, I'm going to start a business, and they go set about doing it, and then they quit their job, et cetera, et cetera. And I call that offensive small business. Defensive small business is when you got no choice. You get laid off. You don't want to go look for a job, or you can't find a job, and you start your own business. And so I think there are two different approaches there. We're going to get Rob to talk to us about this some more when we come back after these messages. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check out my newsletter and subscribe to it, I should say, there, and check out our blog. Our blog is updated every weekday. The newsletter comes to you by email for free on Sunday, gets you ready for the week ahead, and the blog is something you can either come and get or you can have us send it to you. We'll send it to you by real simple syndication. All you got to do is come to our site and subscribe. Don't forget lots of other things you can do there, the archives, the articles, and hope we take advantage of all of that. Rob Fairley is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's with the Kauffman Institute. That's one of the things he does. He's a researcher there, but his day job is as a professor of economics at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Rob, the Kauffman website is kauffman.org, right?
Yeah.
K-A-U-F-F-M-A-N, ladies and gentlemen, Kauffman with two Fs, .org. I encourage you to check it out. Can they find your index, your entrepreneurial index there?
Yes, so there's the full report there with an executive summary that has
right.
all the figures and statistics.
I encourage you to check that out, folks. It's fascinating stuff. And you have it state by state, too, don't you?
Yes, I was going to say that we also have a state-level index, too.
If you'd like to see how your state stacks up, how it stack ranks in terms of entrepreneurship, it would be very interesting. One of the things I encourage folks to do, Rob, is to see how their state stacks up with regard to entrepreneurship and with regard to regulations and things like that, and then talk to their elected representatives about that. If they're not ranked very high, see what you can do about that.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Okay, let's talk about numbers, sheer numbers. You talked about the trend. You said the entrepreneurial trend was off, but only by just a little bit. So really not enough to be concerned, right?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think this is something to be worried about.
Right, this is not exactly a big shift or anything. But let's talk about sheer numbers. Did I understand you correctly? Do I understand this correctly? That there was an average of 464 people creating businesses each month in 2005?
Yeah, for the entire U.S., it's 464,000 people start a new business every month.
Every month. So that's 5.5 million. Are you saying that there were approximately 5.5 million small businesses created in 2005 in the United States?
Yes, but what could be possible, because it's per month, someone could start a business 1 month, set that side, not work at that business for a few months, and then start it up again later in the year. So it's
okay.
possible that it's kind of overcounting.
What do you think? All right. Well, I appreciate that honesty. What do you estimate were the real? If somebody said, okay, how many small businesses could be? And the reason I ask you that question is because the U.S. Small Business Administration estimates between 800,000 and 1 million small businesses a year.
Yeah. So the estimates that they show, I guess what they're doing is they're taking the number of new employer firms, which
right.
I think is about 500 or 600,000 a year, and they're basically saying, well, we think that for non-employer firms, that's roughly going to double that.
Right.
I think that that's how they're coming up with that estimate.
Employer firms, meaning they have employees, non-employer firms, meaning they're just a sole proprietor, individual, micropreneur kind of thing.
Yes. I mean, that's part of why I created this index, is that we wanted something that was at the individual level. So by person, how many people start a business?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the federal government's main source of information on new businesses is only for employer businesses.
Well, and see where this information is useful to, for example, to me, is these are the sheer numbers of people who are interested in information about small business. In other words, for my information, for example, for my benefit and what I do, I don't just want to speak to people who are already in business, although that's a big part of who we want to work for, but also those people who desire to be a small business owner.
Yes. So, you know, this estimate is one that it's trying to get people at that earliest stage of creating a business. It's when they decide that this is going to be their main job,
mm-hmm.
their main job activity.
And there are other people out there, people who sell products to startup businesses and people who want to start businesses. This is good information for them, too, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, this is trying to give kind of a, you know, a handle on what's going on in the economy.
Now, you mentioned the men and the women, that the women didn't increase all that much in 05, but the men actually decreased a little bit and represented basically the loss of entrepreneurial activity. What about the other demographics, the Hispanics and the Asians and the immigrants, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, so if you look at all the different kind of ethnic and racial groups in the U.S., the only group that showed an increase from 2004 to 2005 with African Americans.
Mm-hmm. But they actually had a long way to go, didn't they? I mean, they have a lot of catching up to do, don't they?
So for African Americans, about 240 out of 100,000 people start a business per
mm-hmm.
month. Whereas for, you know, the total, we're seeing 290,000.
Right.
That's still a fair amount of, you know, a fair distance to go. But a big part of the gap, though, is it's shrinking. So that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
good.
As we've heard other experts on the show before talk about it, African Americans are not as well represented in the marketplace in terms of business owners as other groups are, and so they've got a long way to go. But I'm glad to see that they're growing those numbers, that those numbers are actually moving up, and I think that's good for everybody when that happens. When we come back, I'm going to ask Rob Fairley what you and I, as existing small business owners, how we should use this information that he's created and why we should care about these numbers. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Rob Fairley. Stay with us. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Rob Fairley. He's the creator of the Kauffman Index of Entrepreneurial Activity for the United States. And Rob, now Kauffman.org, that's two Fs, folks, Kauffman.org. Do we need to have any other information? Is the index easily found on that website?
Yeah, it's very prominent on their webpage.
So check that out, folks, and be sure to download. It's a PDF. It'll download easily. It's free, right, Rob?
Yes,
thank you for making that available. The main reason why I'm going to encourage you to go there is to find out where your state stack ranks, how it stack ranks in terms of entrepreneurship. Is your state doing enough to promote small businesses, to promote entrepreneurship, or not? Rob, what... Why should small business owners care about these numbers?
I mean, I think that's probably the main reason is what you're describing, is that it's very useful to know if your state's doing well or not, and you can talk to policymakers and try to convince them that entrepreneurship is important, which won't be hard to do. But it is, you know, more of a difficult issue convincing them that there are policies out there that they can try to use to increase entrepreneurship or other things that they can try to do.
Well, I saw my state representative yesterday, and I told her that I am very interested in three or four key issues concerning small business in this state. And I told her that I wanted to talk to her about those issues, whenever we could, and she indicated that she would. So I want to influence her. I want to tell her how I feel as a small business owner, not just as the small business advocate, but as a small business owner in the United States. I wanted to tell her, and I've done this with federal, with our national delegation as well. I found out what their voting record was, and I said, hey, you know, these are things that are important to me, and here's why. And they like hearing that. They need to hear that sort of thing, don't they?
Yes, they do, definitely. So I think that's part of it, is that the state index is really interesting, you know, for where you live and what you want to, you know, what you could actually do about policy. Mm-hmm. But I think the other indices by demographic group, by industry, are also useful information, just to kind of get a feel for, you know, what areas are the most entrepreneurial. Right, and what groups of the population too? I guess that, in a sense, it would be useful to know, especially the industry part of it, whether, you know, what industries are ones where there's more business creation. If you're interested in creating your own business, that's mm-hmm. a useful thing to know.
Well, and you know, another thing you point out is the diversity of small business growth these days. And if your business isn't presenting a diversity image, You may be missing some opportunity with these prospective customers.
Yes, I think that's really important.
Diversity is not just the right thing to do, folks. It's a best practice, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, another thing that this should be useful for is not just entrepreneurs, but other businesses that are trying to market to entrepreneurs, because this can give them a good feel for, you know, what demographic groups have the highest rates of entrepreneurship. What can they, you know, where can they advertise their products? Where can they market their new products that are specifically for small business owners? And these statistics show those areas that are kind of the hottest areas,
right,
for new business creation.
Right, absolutely. I've got about a minute to go. Talk to us about some of the industries that you found out. What did you learn about the industries?
Well, one of the things is that, you know, construction is clearly the industry that has the highest rate of entrepreneurship. And I don't think that's a big surprise. I mean, we know that a lot of construction firms are created every year. There's kind of a lot of movement into construction, especially in booming areas. If you look mm-hmm. at our state index, what you typically see is that the states that have the highest rates of entrepreneurship are the mountain states, which are experiencing very rapid population growth and
right.
a lot of new economic activity. Another area that has high entrepreneurship rate, services, right? A lot of small business owners are providing services. I don't think that's a real surprise either.
No, that's a major growth that's the way our economy's moving.
Yes. And so those are areas with a lot of growth also.
Right, right.
And services tend to be in states also that have, you know, a fair amount of growth, economic mm-hmm. growth.
Rob, we're going to have to wrap it up. We've come up on the end of the hour. Thank you for being here. Thank you for this research. And I hope you'll continue to report to us on how entrepreneurs are doing across the country.
Yes, we plan on doing that. And thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you very much. Good job today. Rob Fairley, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out this index, the Kauffman Index of Entrepreneurial Activity, at kauffman.org. And that's two Fs, K-A-U-F-F-M-A-N. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.